There's a footpath, and then for about 20 or 30 yards, there's no footpath. Pedestrians are having to veer off the footpath onto the actual busy road and back in again onto the next bit of footpath. What I'm looking for is the footpath to be joined up continuously through. Listen, as I say, it's only 20 or 30 yards, but it's 20 or 30 very important yards. I've been given a commitment today that they will seek funding through Active Travel to have this project brought forward, or else pursue to buy the bit of stretch of land that's there. But what I have asked on is that they push on forward with this. They have all their ducks in a row. Be ready for when the Active Travel funding comes, that an application can be sought, and a good strong application, that to secure the fund to have this address. Because, you know, as I say, only I witnessed this when I'm driving in and out that road, and you know, people having to step out onto the road there, and I mean, it's an accident waiting to happen, and that's something I don't want to see. So listen, I have been given a commitment today that they'll seek funding once Active Travel does open up again, and please God it's successful and we can get this addressed.
And what's been happening more and more is, in order to avoid the four-lane works and in order to avoid the Polestar roundabout and the congestion there, people have been hooking up through Leck and coming into Letterkenny that way.
Yeah.
And that's increased the traffic on that road.
Yeah, that's right. That's a very busy road. And you're right, Donald. People are using that slip road, if you like, to avoid the traffic within the town here. And hopefully now, listen, the four-lane is progressing as well. Our recent update was they're hitting their targets now, so that's welcomed. And that's the reason why I brought to the council as well today about getting the funding secured now to have the traffic lights all ready to go with the Polestar roundabout once the four lane is complete, and get rid of these bollards here. And I think it'll help alleviate the traffic. But you're right, Donald, in what you're saying, that more and more cars is using the Old Town Road and going up around by Leck. And I mean, there's a lot of pedestrians. It's a built up area, and pedestrians are putting their life on the line by stepping out off one footpath onto the road. They have to go over and step onto another road. It's 20 or 30 yards, 20 and 30 very important yards in my view, and I would like to see it pursued now and a footpath extended there and connected in the very near future.